Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, "These words are faithful and true." And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. "Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." Now I, John, saw and heard these things, and when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, "See that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God." And he said to me, "Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. I give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers, and sexually immoral and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Thank you, Father, for once again, for all those that are part of our listening family. Thank you for the privilege we have of being able to know you and walk with you each and every day as we live a life of prayer and a life of reading and studying your word and a life of obeying your word. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. Thank you for all those that are part of our listening family and all those we lifted up in prayer today. Father, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, "You are our refuge and our fortress, Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot because we have set our love upon you. Therefore, you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson, our producer, is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us a heads up, for letting us know that you're coming back and asking us to prepare. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the grace and mercy that you offer us. Thank you so much for the resurrection life that Jesus brings, that he offers us. Thank you so much for the equipping and the power of the Holy Spirit that you give us too. Heavenly Father, I ask that just in these moments, we would come to sit at your feet, that would come to sit in your presence, to hear from you and to grow in your ways. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing to remind and encourage you and invite you to be a part of our prayer team, praying for our upcoming pregnancy clinic banquet. The ministry, the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center, is a ministry that the Lord led my wife, Bertie, and I to begin. It serves women and babies in the Mississippi Delta. Specifically, we serve the Greenwood, Mississippi and LaFleur County community, the Mississippi Valley State community, and the Greenville and Washington County communities in the Mississippi Delta. Our pregnancy banquet is Tuesday, the 26th, coming up just a few days away. So please pray for the Lord to mightily anoint the event and prosper it, for it to be a great time of blessing, encouragement, and for the Lord to bless and prosper it financially as well. So your prayers are very much desired. And also, if you feel so led to make a contribution, we would certainly appreciate that. The website is deltapchc.org. Again, that's deltapchc.org. I want to share an article that illustrates just some of the outreach that the ministry has had the opportunity to be involved in. And the title of this article is His Hands and Feet in the Mississippi Delta. Again, the title of the article, His Hands and Feet in the Mississippi Delta. God is doing wonderful things in the Mississippi Delta. Allow me to share an exciting testimony of what the Lord did some time ago in the Delta as the ministry had begun its work reaching out to women in need. One of our clients, a precious young mom, has such a powerful testimony of how the Lord has demonstrated his eternal love for her and her family. Patricia, and of course that's not her real name, but her pseudonym name. Patricia was apparently a desperate young mom, so desperate that she had driven across a number of states from her home in Mississippi to get a surgical abortion. While she was far from home in another state, though her goal was to get an abortion, something else happened, something wonderful. She accidentally ran into the arms of Jesus. God sent a wonderful servant of the Lord from the national ministry, Love Life, along her path. This person persuaded her to keep her baby, and this same person shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with Patricia, and Patricia received Christ as her Lord and Savior. Patricia then proceeded to head back home, yet didn't even have enough money, gas money, to get back to Mississippi. Well, Love Life contacted an individual in Mississippi who in turn contacted our ministry, the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry. By God's grace, we were able to connect with Patricia, and with the assistance of one or more other Love Life ministry people, we were able to be in touch with her. We were able to, by God's grace, get gas money to her and help her to make it back home. Soon, my wife, Bertie, and I had the privilege of meeting Patricia in person. We got to meet and pray with her, and visit with her, and minister to her. Patricia, right away, let us know that she really wanted to get her own place to live. She and her children were all living with her mom in her mother's home. Well, fast forward a few months, and Patricia gave birth to a beautiful baby boy, a handsome and very special little guy. Praise God. We continued to be in touch with Patricia and pray with her over a period of months. Just within a short period of time then, we were in touch with her and asked her how we could pray for her. She shared, "I found an apartment. I just need a little financial help and I can get into it." Well, to make a long story short, we, along with the assistance of another local church, were able to help her financially. So she got what she needed to get her and her family into that apartment. Praise God. Patricia was so excited, and she texted me a picture of the keys to her new apartment, and she sent a number of additional texts expressing her excitement and gratitude to the Lord for how he'd blessed her and her family. But you know who I believe was even more excited than Patricia? I believe God was. I believe God wanted Patricia to know that he loved her so much that he died on the cross to save her, and that he wanted her to know, "Patricia, trust me, and I'll take care of you, your baby, and your whole family." And that's what God has and continues to do. This is one beautiful story that God brought about, and he allowed the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry to be a part of it. And brothers and sisters, this story illustrates what the mission of the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry is about, serving in the Mississippi Delta, helping to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with young moms and their families while helping to save babies and being of assistance to young moms. We'd like to encourage you to find your local pregnancy care center in your community. And please pray daily for its work in ministry. Consider volunteering in some way or just calling them up and asking, "How can I be of help?" And also pray about becoming a monthly partner with your local pregnancy clinic as well. Remember, they really could use your help, spiritually and financially. We'd like to ask you to please prayerfully consider becoming a faithful prayer partner with us, with the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry. We need your prayers. We invite you to pray with us for the work in the ministry and also just for God's work to be done in the wonderful place known as the Mississippi Delta. Also, please pray about becoming a monthly financial partner with your local pregnancy clinic, wherever it might be. Every seed of any size helps the mission of the pregnancy clinic in your community to go forward. Yes, every clinic needs your help. Again, the website for our particular ministry is deltapchc.org. For more information, you can go to that website or you can call this number, 662-321-5859. And again, the title of this article is "His Hands and Feet in the Mississippi Delta." So again, your prayers are very much desired as we continue the work of the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry. But once again, please, wherever you live, find your local pregnancy clinic. Pray daily for them. Pray about becoming a monthly financial partner with them, because a gift of any amount, a gift of $1, $5, even a month, makes a difference. And the more you have individuals that they give even small gifts, those add up and they help to carry the mission forward. Your local pregnancy clinic needs your prayers and your financial support as well. Please pray about becoming a supporter of your local pregnancy clinic. Father, thank you for every listener. Move upon the heart of every listener to desire to find out your will and how you'd have them to get involved with the work of standing for life and against abortion and supporting the work of their local pregnancy clinic. And Lord, I pray that you'd raise up many more people who will volunteer and find their local pregnancy clinics and ask them, "How can I be of help? What can I do to be of support?" To prayerfully consider becoming prayer partners, financial supporters, and volunteers as well. People that provide baby diapers and wipes and other supplies as well. Help us to know there's something all of us can do. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Carpenter, but you are the living word filled now. Come on.
Sent down from glory.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the living
awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentle redeemer.
Gentle redeemer.
God with us.
The music of Fred Hammond with You Are the Living Word. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We pick up now reading through the Word of God in the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, Psalm 56, beginning at verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day. For there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide, they mark my steps. When they lie in wait for my life, shall they escape by iniquity? In anger cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings. You put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me. In God, I will praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you. For you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling? That I may walk before God in the light of the living. Psalm 57. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me. For my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge. Until these calamities have passed by, I will cry out to God Most High. To God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake my glory. Awake lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. For your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above the earth. Psalm 58. Do you indeed speak righteousness, you silent ones? Do you judge uprightly, you sons of men? No, in heart you work wickedness. You weigh out the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf cobra that stops its ear, which will not heed the voice of charmers, charming ever so skillfully. Break their teeth in their mouth, O God. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them flow away as waters which run continually. When he bends his bow, let his arrows be as if cut in pieces. Let them be like a snail which melts away as it goes, like a stillborn child of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the burning thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, as in his living and burning wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges in the earth. Psalm 59. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloodthirsty men. For look, they lie in wait for my life. The mighty gather against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves through no fault of mine. Awake to help me, and behold, you therefore, O Lord, God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. At evening they return. They growl like a dog and go all around the city. Indeed, they belch with their mouth. Swords are in their lips, for they say, who hears? But you, O Lord, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the nations in derision. I will wait for you, O you, his strength, for God is my defense. My God of mercy shall come to meet me. God shall let me see my desire on my enemies. Do not slay them, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for the cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth. Selah. And at evening they return. They growl like a dog and go all around the city. They wander up and down for food and howl if they are not satisfied. And I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. To you, O my strength, I will sing praises, for God is my defense, my God of mercy. Psalm 60. O God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. O restore us again. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its breaches, for it is shaking. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia, shout in triumph because of me. Who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. Selah. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Psalm 62. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy. For you render to each one according to his work. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. Verses 1 through 4, Psalm 64. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the Word of God. We'll be right back. Of Covenant Church with I Will Lift Up My Eyes. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come seven demons, and Joanna the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance. And when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But other fell on good ground, sprang up and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Then his disciples asked him, saying, "What does this parable mean?" And he said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables that, seeing, they may not see, and hearing, they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but he sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed how you hear, for whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him. Then his mother and brothers came to him and could not approach him because of the crowd. And it was told him by some who said, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside desiring to see you." But he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake." And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, "Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him." Then they sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time. And he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles. And he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons had entered him. And they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss. Now a herd of many swine was feeding there on the mountain. So they begged him that he would permit them to enter them, and he permitted them. Then the demons went out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and drowned. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also who had seen it told them by what means he who had been demon-possessed was healed. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. And he got into the boat and returned. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you." And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. So it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be made well." When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her. But he said, "Do not weep. She is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Little girl, arise." Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately, and he commanded that she be given something to eat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened. End of Luke chapter 8. Thank you, Father, again for the wonderful privilege of being able to open your word every day and spend time one-on-one with you. Lord, thank you for the fact that as we read and meditate on your word, you pour grace, peace, life, and light into our lives. You're breathing your breath of life upon us as we read and meditate on your word. What a blessing, what a privilege it is to spend time one-on-one with you in this wonderful way as we read and meditate on your word. Father, anoint us, the body of Christ, afresh with the grace to be wise enough to fill up our hearts and our minds and our lives with your word every single day. Help us to know that in the busyness of life, it's for us to make time with you and your word the high priority of our life. Help us to do that as you would have us to. And help us as leaders in our homes, as parents, to be wise enough to teach and train our children to make time in your word the priority you would have us to make it as well. Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege of being able to spend time with you daily in your word, and the privilege of being able to spend time in you in prayer daily as well. And anoint us all afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to be faithful hearers and doers of your word as well. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior and ask him to save you, today is a good day, a great day to make that step. Would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us right now and fully commit your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus and be saved? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to live what I learn daily. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. If you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to be in touch with you. We'd like to connect with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us, and we'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow up strong and vibrant into our Lord in your new relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. We definitely hope to hear from you. If you'd like to get a copy of the article that we shared earlier, the article entitled His Hands and Feet in the Mississippi Delta, we'll be glad to get that to you as well. Again, my email, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.